To the hip, hip, hobby, you don't stop the rocker to the bang, bang, boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, block the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S and the O-V-A and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1" and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big cars that definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talking about checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a bum from the rock, not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel.
Hey, welcome to Orphan Radio. This is the DJ Elwood Takeover. You're in charge tonight. I've been telling you you could do this for a while. You've been badgering me, pestering me.
Yep. And waiting for my big break.
I show up at your doorstep and you're not wearing the Orphan Radio t-shirt. I was a little offended by it, but it's all right. Why don't you introduce yourself, tell people where you're from, what you're doing here. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, this is DJ Elwood from New York, now residing in Kansas City. Very happy to be here, very happy for this opportunity. I've been waiting for a while for my big break.
Yeah, this is it. You made it.
Yeah, I've arrived.
Yeah. What do you think of Kansas City?
It's a good town. It's, you know, I'm not mad at
You're not mad at it.
Not mad at it.
And you grew up in New York, in Manhattan, right?
Yeah.
Tough guy? Sorry. So what did we start off with? That was a tribute.
That was, of course, Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang.
Yep.
Rest in peace to Big Bank Hank, who passed away earlier this week.
I mean, is there an era of like hip-hop and rap that you like better than others or not? Or do you still listen to like a lot of current stuff?
Yeah, I listen to some current stuff. You know, I'm not a hater, you know? I think you're a bit of a hater.
I'm not a hater at all. As far as what?
Weren't you, like, yelling at me that Justin Timberlake has no talent?
No, I never said he had no talent.
Oh, okay.
He's talented, I just...
Don't particularly like it.
No.
Yeah, I think that's totally valid. But if you're going to say he's got no talent, that's...
I never said that.
Okay. Must have been Josh or Benji.
It was probably Josh. Why, do you like his music?
I like some of it, yeah. I definitely, like, I don't mind pop music. I don't mind stuff that's popular, you know?
I don't. I think, like popular stuff.
Yeah? Like what?
I mean, I like Green Day.
that was popular, what, 10 years ago?
Probably longer than that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about...
You're pretty into Demi Lovato, too, right?
I don't know what that is.
Miley Cyrus?
No. Let me think. Popular stuff now... It's so hard to even know what's popular, yeah, because... It's not like MTV's the one thing that people see.
Yeah, things are very sort of decentralized. And there's a lot of crap out there, and there always has been. And, you know, I think each of us likes some crap in our own way, right?
Apparently, according to you, everything I like is crap.
I would say that the Orphan Radio podcast, the genre is like kind of lowbrow, like, you know, bad 80s movies.
How many episodes have you actually listened to?
At least 3 or 4.
Okay.
Well, how many have you done?
There's like 70 or something.
70?
Yeah, there's a lot.
All right. Well, okay. I'm not going to give you a hard time about how it's hard to find
the episodes. We've discussed the iTunes thing.
Yes. Okay. So I was going to say, like, I don't hate popular stuff. And because I'm also a wedding DJ, like,
I need to
be up to date on a lot of stuff that I might not necessarily listen to on my own. So, but I think the Orphan Radio kind of viewpoint is a little more like, you know, is like, you know, that guy's popular. He's trying too hard. You know, we're not into that. Like, that movie's trying to be good. Like,
movie? I like plenty of good movies.
Yeah, do you like Oscar-winning movies?
Yeah, I'm
like Emperor of the Sun.
I've never seen it.
I was trying to think of an old ass movie.
I feel like you think that I only like stuff that's bad on purpose, which isn't true at all. I like all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, 2 episodes ago was a Sam Cooke tribute episode.
That's true. That's true.
He's one of my favorite singers ever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
He's not bad.
Of course he's not. You like him, right?
He's not trying to be bad.
I like plenty of good stuff.
Okay. But would you say you appreciate stuff that's a little campy?
I love that stuff.
Okay.
But I like good stuff, too.
Okay.
But I also think that there's plenty of stuff that's popular that is total garbage.
I agree. I do not disagree with that.
Okay.
It would be hard.
I want to find common ground with you somehow.
Yeah. We're working through it. We're getting there.
This is going to be a 17-hour episode. It's like a therapy session.
Yeah. Well, we're sitting here in my...
In your record room.
Record room with...
Really getting to the bottom of some stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't you grow up listening to comic books? Or listening to... Didn't you grow up reading comic books?
In New York,
books?
We only listened to comic books. No.
Didn't you grow up, like, reading comic books?
I did. Yeah. Yeah. And
eating at White Castle.
McDonald's.
Do you like White Castle?
There were no White Castles in Manhattan.
Oh, they're all in Brooklyn?
They were in the lesser boroughs.
Is that what you call them? No. But you lived in Brooklyn for a long time.
I did, as an adult, yeah.
And you didn't eat at White Castle? Even when you had the opportunity?
I did a few times, yeah.
They're all gone here, and it's really depressing.
They still have the supermarket ones, though, right?
Have you ever been to Taco Villa? Here in
no.
It's in Overland Park at 95th and Metcalf?
No.
It's the best restaurant in the United States.
I'll try it.
All right. Seriously.
Yeah. But anyway, back to the lowbrow, highbrow thing. You know, I feel like you've kind of hyped up this episode, you know? Because, you know, we've been trying to get together and do this for a while.
Right.
And you've put a lot of pressure on me because you want something that's different. You want me to bring a different viewpoint.
Right.
You know?
Which I think you will. I think you're overthinking it.
Probably.
Look at this whole wall of records. None of this has ever been played on Orphan Radio before.
Yeah.
Probably. Some of it has, probably.
And looking at this wall of records, they're just so inconvenient because I can't even read what any of them are.
Do you have any Megadeth?
No. That's something I was never into. Metal.
Not at all?
No.
Like Metallica or Pantera or anything like that?
Although, you know, friends of mine who's... Not like you, but friends of mine whose opinion I value say that like Metallica is an amazing band.
They are.
So I do plan on eventually listening to it, just like I plan on listening to classical music eventually. You know,
you'll get around to it someday.
Yeah, Megadeth, Chopin, like you know, eventually. But the records behind me are mostly disco, hip hop.
Do you like Cerrone? We talked about that, I think, a long time ago. Benji introduced me to that guy. Do you like that?
It's a little too sleazy for me. Yeah.
That's what's good about it.
Yeah.
Because is he Italian?
I believe he's Italian. That's what they call Italo disco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Giorgio Moroder, Cerrone. Yeah. It's very synthy kind of stuff.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Apparently it's not good enough for you, but I like it.
So what could I play next? I'm trying to think of something. Okay, maybe we'll play some EPMD.
Okay, what song?
Do you remember
song?
Them?
No.
All right, we're going to play some EPMD. I don't know what song we're going to play yet.
Hey, yo, what's up, B-Double?
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo, these crab MCs got us trapped up behind these walls, man. But I'm ready to break out here and do this, you know what I'm saying? So what's the magic word?
Open sesame and let down the main gate. Before you scream EPMD, you should wait. I roll with a posse, hey, you try to stop me. Or say, yo, a brother try to pop me on the sneak tip without me knowing. So I keep going and my rhymes keep flowing. On and I don't quit. I get pushed to the limit and yo, that's it. Step by step, I put an end to your funk, cause I'm the chosen one. Yes, me, my son, a young kid from the ghetto, a kiddie from the city. I don't feel sorrow, and I have no pity to run up on you and wax plus tax. You go your money, and from your eyes, your contacts. Then flex over, I hop, skip, and then jump to the next town. They go punk a chump. MC, you try to diss me, I try to bust caps. I'm not having it, and that means no half jack. So get the Bozak only off the crack, that's whack. This is the big payback.
As I go and flow to a different type of tempo,
Y-M-T.
Come on E, cause P keeps it simple, plus I'm striking like lightning, throwing blows like Tyson, slaying MCs on a QT, sorta like a sniper, so if a sucker don't like me, the feeling is mutual, I tune my rhyme to a large being, the shift in neutral, the crack of 40, over OE, the slaying MC, on the QT,
so what's your name,
come
boy?
Come on E, you know it's MD, so while I'm wrecking, he's checking all the bodies that's left in, I pop behind the stage, the P is like stepping, off from the scenes, I see lights and sirens, witness everywhere, but no one seen a thing. When cops ask questions, my description is vague. No answers at all, just bodies behind the stage. When witness yelled out that he was dressed in black. Stupid Dookie Link with a fisherman hat. A cop says, yo, how'd he flee from the spot in a black sports car? I think it was an Irish, but the windows were tinted and we couldn't get a look.
Why?
There was smoke from the rubber he cooked. The big payback.
No Romeo or Juliet romance story, just EPMD, the fame and the glory. The rapping technique, something like fencing, dangerous. It keeps you in suspense and you have to be cool. And plus I have stamina, cause if you don't, I'm gonna end up stabbing you in your gut. From the razor cut, and I'ma stick and pick until your mind goes nuts. And my sound grows to make a summer bubble, but don't never ever ever mess with E-Double. I'm like Jumpin' Jack Flash, a spy with an eye. I do no stunts and I'm not the four guy. I'm just the E, the R-I-C-K. That's all. There's some check one, two, and some yes, yes, y'all. I'm the man of the hour, sweet to be sour.
So, what you saying, E?
I got. So, dig it as I kick it. Keep your eyes open, cause a bro like me is always scope. When in fact, it's your pat, because I cut no slackers like that. This is the big payback.
If rapper was a tribe, I'd be the Chief Comanche. Hat, fat link, chunky rings, nothing fancy. So saddle up MCs and off we go. It's not a rodeo, but I carry a lasso, cause I'm back from vacation. Cause suckers kept slipping, rapping on beat, plus your tunes wasn't hitting. Don't wanna claim a style on the MIC, but I could go take the state, corripping shows with these. Cause whether I'm maxing or relaxing, waxing or taxing, never step to a show without packing. My partners, Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson, so nothing moves funny at the rapping session. I'm strictly biz and knuckles, no time for laugh. For chuckles, I drop clear lyrics while your bass I muffle.
Sniff blow,
hell no, and still flow and say dough. More or less do a show. Nah, the only high I get is when my fans your hope. So get the bold Zach, because we're back to hack. Here to let you know that it's the big payback. Yeah, that's right, man. The big payback in 89, you know what I'm saying? PFD's in effect on unfinished business tip. Alvin Tony, snapping that.
Yo! and all that junk, I get busy on them. Communicate with the world, man, woman, a baby boy and a girl. Papa Lodge, looking out the bombs drop. Take your stride while you're facing arms drop. Stop, look, learn to read, learn to write, learn to talk, learn to walk. And watch your step though, I'm hyping right though. A kleptomaniac, a rhyming psycho. A Ricky Ricardo, a Guy Lombardo. A sport in a rag top, an El Dorado. Step into Hollywood, a swing in a boulevard. The rhyme's a game type, I'm ready to pull apart. Jack of ace, king or queen, call me the deuce. I'm pouring out like juice. Hitting the top, filling the rim, hitting the trim. I never rhyme like them. On and on, on and on, on and on. Until the break of dawn, I go overtime. Rock the mic at nighttime. Daytime, switching off the prime time. Pacific East throwing back in the West time. Ride the funk with the mic in the East rhyme. Hype and dope, hype and frame, the mic is smoking. Yo, I ain't joking. Rhyme to kill, rhyme to murder, rhyme to stomp, rhyme to ill, rhyme to rock, rhyme to smack, rhyme to shock, rhyme to roll, rhyme to destroy any decoy boy. On the microphone, I'm Papa Lodge, big shot on the East Coast. I'm Papa Lodge, big shot on the East Coast. I'm Papa Lodge, big shot on the East Coast. I'm Papa Lodge, big shot on the East Coast.
The sight of a gunfire. for the sound of a siren. A bag lady dies in the alleyways. She's seen the last of her days inside the subways. One more down the slope, the kid couldn't cope, so he stole somebody's dope and a gold rope. Now my son's on the run. He's the one that wanna have fun, then was done by a shotgun. Upstairs, I cover my ears and tears. The man downstairs must have drank too many beers. Cause every day of his life, he beats his wife. To one night, she decides to pull a butcher knife. Blind man plays the sax. A tune called The Arms on My Mom's Show, railroad tracks. Many lives are cut short. It's when you're living in the streets of New York. Baby needs new shoes, but his papa uses all the money for booze. A young girl is undressed in the backseat of a caddy, calling some man daddy. Three men slain inside an apartment. All you can see is the sparks when it darkens. Daylight broke, cops rolling on the scene. The drug war, daily routine. Gamble spots, just a poor man's jackpot. You win on a lot, you get shot. The drug dealing fanatics, but you don't want no static, cause they got crack addicts with automatics. Shootouts for a desire for territory. A kid got caught on the crossfire. A tired mother can't take no more. She grabbed a bottle full of sleeping pills and took about 24. They're laying on the pavement, cause they're a part of a mental enslavement. The cops snipe us, little babies in dirty diapers. This type of life is making you hyper. People scouting a tossed out building, and got killed when the cold air filled in. Is help really suggested? One more person's arrested, a child molested. A little kid says, yo, I got a color TV, CD player, and car stereo. And all I want is a capsule. I also got a 38, don't give me no hassle. One kid heads straight for the top and gets stopped and popped by a crooked cop. Look behind you when you walk. That's how it is in the streets of New York.
And we're back. That was You're Inside a DJ Elwood music block, non-commercial radio.
We do have commercials now, actually.
Really?
No.
Good for you. Some sponsors.
No.
All right, You're Inside a non-commercial, non-profit DJ Elwood rock block. We've got EPMD, The Big Payback from 1988, I believe. Ultramagnetic MCs, Papa Large, East Coast Mix from 1992. And then we heard Cool G Rap and DJ Polo, Streets of New York from 1990.
What was that all about? That last
one? That last one?
That was, you were saying that was like a local hit?
Kind of? I mean, well, you asked me if it was a hit, and I would say, like, I mean, it wasn't, I doubt it was on MTV, but, you know, it was a well-known in terms of, you know, I think hip-hop was a little more local than, you know, I would say it was well-known in New York.
Okay. You know? Now, when you were in high school and stuff, were you going to a lot of shows?
No.
Just because not interested or what?
Yeah.
You were just doing your own thing?
Just doing my own thing.
You went to the, and I've heard this rumor before, but I actually have never asked you about it, that you went to the Fame High School?
Yes, I did.
What is that high school called?
Well, now it's called LaGuardia High School.
What was it called then? Then it was called Fame High School.
It was never called Fame High School, but the Fame movie is based on the High School for the Performing Arts, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that school... in the 80s, became LaGuardia High School.
And that's where you went to high school?
That's where I went to high school.
Yeah. Where is it?
It's right behind Lincoln Center in Midtown Manhattan.
All right. Did you go to high school with anybody who made it big besides you?
yeah, the guy from Entourage, the star of Entourage, was okay. in my class. Another really good actor named Corey Stoll was in my class. He's on, I forget, but he's on, you know, a big time television show.
And your folks were teachers.
Yes.
Were they public school teachers?
Public school teachers, yes.
Okay. And where did they teach in Manhattan, too?
My dad taught kind of uptown in Harlem, and my mom taught down in Lower East Side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. So how did you originally get into collecting records and stuff? You said your folks were, like, kind of hippies, sort of.
Yeah. I mean, they had a lot of... they had a few cool records. Like, they had... Jimmy Cliff, Harder They Come,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
It's a good record.
I got that.
Okay.
See?
See, we have some common ground.
A little bit.
They had that, but then they also had a lot of, like, Joan Baez and stuff that, I don't know. I really haven't spent enough time with Joan Baez to know if it's good, but I assume not that good. Mamas and the Papas.
That stuff's good. I like that stuff a lot.
That's actually good. They had the Weavers.
I don't know
which
what that is.
Which is like some like
knockoff, kind
of more even more folksy version of that. My mom had a lot of John Denver, so it wasn't all glamorous, you know.
So you've been pretty busy DJing, weddings and stuff a ton lately, right?
Do a lot of weddings out here. Yeah.
Is it fun mostly?
It is. Yeah.
So how does that work? They give you a playlist and then also just say, incorporate whatever you think would. People would be into for the night or what?
Well, it depends. Usually I send them a bunch of songs that they can choose from. Sometimes they just send me a list of stuff they want. You know, sometimes they're more involved in picking the songs. Sometimes they just give kind of general direction. Yeah.
Sounds like it's fun.
I should point this out. In case you're hiring me for a wedding... None of the songs we played tonight will be played at your wedding, unless you request them.
I don't know. That stuff sounds pretty good so far.
I agree. But it's not your wedding.
I actually am getting married pretty soon.
Well, we can do an all-hip-hop DJ Elwood takeover.
At my wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Greg Nice, what time is it?
Early to rise,
we gotta get paid.
Early to bed,
yo, we gotta get laid.
I think it's time for us to make fresh rhymes out of our heads. Now on early morning, break of dawn, at the hotel, you be on it. Take off your clothes, take off mine. Sun is shining, I'm feeling fine. Stop it, booty, I don't wanna do the do, but I want the breakfast menu. Come on, give me a big beef BLT. Come on, give me a glass of vitamin C.
Upon a street called Marion, girls on a block call me a Black Blake Carrington. Handsome as hell, I dress real swell. By the tone of my voice, maybe you could tell that I shampoo with Prell and live life well. When I pass you on the street, it's like a failure smell. I'm gonna let you know that I'm divine competition. When I give a show, don't front, just pay admission to see the greatest rapper that will ever perform. Cause this is a rap attack, not a quiet storm. Went downtown to meet my girl. Light brown dimples and natural curls. Got to a school, what did I see? Some onion head brother trying to talk to my G. I said, I beg your pardon, no need for alarm. But I am the
man with finesse and charm. A man of good nature, no quiver or qualm. Didn't wanna have to do the boy no bodily harm. Told him Sylvia's the girl that I came to pick up. And if he kept talking to her, he'd be pressing his luck. He said, I'm sorry, Smooth B, I didn't recognize. Didn't recollect, nor did I realize that she was your girl. But it's no surprise, cause when it comes to cutie pies, you win first prize. So I thanked him for the compliment, then stepped off. Grabbed my girl and jumped in my ride and broke north. Took her uptown so we could make love. Cause while she's in school, I'm all she thinks of. Smooth B, the only MC that's guaranteed to be free, cause I possess the key.
Come on, early to rise.
We gotta get paid.
Come on, early to pay.
Yo, we gotta get laid.
I think it's time for us to make fresh rhymes out of our heads.
At the count of three, I want y'all to tell me the name of my DJ. 1, 2, 3.
Yo, I gotta hear that one more time, man. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, boy, for all those that didn't understand, Terminator X.
Yeah, Terminator. Yeah, rock it like that, like that. that green. People always say, what the hell does that mean? Being for the people who can't understand. A one whole boy became a man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking out. Came for the way my DJ cutting. Other MCs, man, you ain't say nothing. Rocking on to the break of dawn. I thank cold money, your time is on. Making that green, people always say, what the hell does that mean? Being for the people who can't understand, a one whole boy became a man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking out. Came for the way my DJ cut, other MCs, when you ain't say nothing. Rocking on to the break of dawn, a bank for one and your time is on. Avenue, towing on a tray, sipping on some brew. Turn around, see the fly young lady, moving through the curb and park my Mercedes. Said fly lady, man, you're looking real nice. Sweeter than honey, sugar, and spice. Told her my name was Insta Schooly D, all about making that cash money. Said Schooly D, I know your game. Heard about you in the Hall of Fame. I say it by my mama, I tell you no lies. Cause all I wanna do is to get you high and lay you down and do the body rock. Took a walk to the corner, got into the car. Took a little trip to a fancy bar. Count some blue, some chase, some coke. Tell you now, brother, this ain't no joke. She got me to the crib, she laid me on the bed. I fucked her from my toes to the top of my head. I finally realized the girl was a whore. Gave her $10, she asked me for some more. Fears came with making that green. People always say, what the hell is that mean? People, the people who can't understand. A one whole boy became a man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking out. Came for the way my DJ cut. Other MCs, man, you ain't say nothing. And rocking on to the break of dawn. I think cold money, your time is on. Saturday night, so I know it's cheaper, I was feeling alright. Then my homie called me on the phone. His name is Chief Keef, but we call him Bone. Told me about this party on the south side. Count my pistol, jumped into a ride. Got at the bar, count some black. Count some cheaper, cheaper for one and whack. Got to the place and who did I see? A sucker ass nigga trying to sound like me. Put my pistol up against his head. I said, you sucker ass nigga, that's what shoot you did. I thought it ran across my educated mind. Said, man, Schooly D ain't doing no time. Grabbed a microphone and I started to talk. Sucker ass nigga, man, he started to walk. PS came with making that green. People always say, what the hell is that mean? People, the people who can't understand. A one homeboy became a man. As for the way you scream and shout, one by one, I'm knocking it out. Came for the way my DJ cut. Other MCs, man, you ain't say nothing. Rocking on to the break of dawn. Thank old money, your time is on. We'll be right back.
That was Schoolie D with PSK.
That's right.
That's right. Orphan Radio.
Yep. The Shaw.
In the house.
Yeah. I almost said your real name. The DJ L would take over.
Can't say the government name.
I know. Sorry. What else did we hear in that set?
We heard Public Enemy, Terminator X to the Edge of Panic from 1988. Nice and Smooth, Early Rise, 1989.
There was a debate about third base, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, Matt wanted some third base, but it didn't quite happen. It might happen later.
So, I was asking you this during the break. When you go back, what do you go back to New York? Maybe like twice a year?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Does it change a lot every time you go back? Because it's way different than it was when you were a kid, obviously.
Yeah. There's always a few stores, you know, every time I go, there's a few stores or known landmarks that have disappeared.
What was that, like papaya place that people like freak
Gray's
out.
Papaya.
Is that still there?
I assume there's one or two. That's not too important to me, but okay. But I assume there's a few of those. Yeah.
What are some of the important places that are gone now from your childhood?
You know, record stores like Tower Records, which wasn't just in New York. Did they have a tower out here?
No, I've been to one out in California before. Okay.
Yeah, they were in L.A. and London and New York. What else?
What about Applebee's?
There's probably more Applebee's now in New York than there used to be.
So what are what are some of the good things that you miss that aren't around anymore?
There's a bunch of record stores. There's, you know, little bookstores and stuff. I mean, even shit like Barnes & Noble can barely, you know. Like, when Barnes & Noble came around, they were the, you know, evil corporation. And now they can barely, you know.
Strand isn't going anywhere, though, is it?
I hope not. Strand is one of the few stores that I really hope...
that place is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, every time I'm in New York, I go to the Strand, give them some money.
What about bars? Are there any bars that closed that were, like, landmarks that you liked a lot?
You know, I can't think of any off the top of my head.
You ever go to Manitoba's? You ever been in there?
Yeah, on Avenue A.
That place is cool.
Yeah. Max Fish was a big bar that they closed down. They've been there forever. Shit, I don't know.
Well, when are you going again? Christmas?
Yeah.
I wonder what's going to pop up. TGI Fridays?
There's no telling.
So, you and I don't have a whole lot in common as far as music, which is one of the reasons why I wanted you to do this, because I thought it'd be fun to do something totally different.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've dragged you to, like, a bunch of rock shows and shit. You must be in hell while we're there.
I listened to some rock growing up, but...
Well, you said you used to go to some of those Sunday hardcore matinees, right? At CBGB's, or you
least? I wanted to. I didn't. Oh. I wasn't quite old enough.
We were out with Ricky, friend Ricky, a couple months ago, and we were talking about the Motley Crue show, and you were like, are they from the 80s? And Ricky was just so blown away and offended that you didn't
know. I don't think I said that. They are.
Well, I don't know. It sounded like you didn't know who they were.
I don't know any of their songs, but
none.
Yeah.
You don't know, like, Home Sweet Home? Kickstart My Heart?
I know Girls, Girls, Girls.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
You didn't go to the show, though.
Is this, like, a hazing the episode? The non-rock guy?
No, I'm actually excited to hear what you have in store for tonight, because I just don't...
Because I'm a DJ, you know, and a lot of the stuff I listen to is more hip-hop or... produced or, you know, I guess a lot of the stuff that I like and play is not really band stuff, you know?
Right.
Whereas I think most of your tastes and a lot of your friends and, you know, are a little more like bands.
Right.
So,
I guess that's also probably what you grew up around too. That's what you were into like in high school and stuff, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, there were plenty of bands too, and that, you know, I guess that just, for whatever reason, that sort of, you know, that high school, idealization of like, you know, just guys getting together in their garage,
right,
doing it, like, that wasn't really, that just wasn't part interested. Of my, yeah, I don't know, it didn't happen for me.
I mean, were you
my loss, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Were you ever like a Ramones fan, or did you just not care one way or the other?
I mean, I went through a period of being into punk, like in junior high school, and had, you know, Bad Brains and Minor Threat and some New York hardcore stuff. But
now you're being dragged to rock shows, whether you like it or not.
Alright, fuck that shit. Word. Fuck that other shit, you know what I'm saying? We gon' do a little something like this, you know what I'm saying?
Stay up on this.
Keep it on and on and on and on and, you know what I'm saying? Big Nas, Grand Wizard, dog, what is it
like?
Ha, you know what I'm saying? Yo, gang.
I rap for listeners, blunt heads, fly ladies, and prisoners, Hennessy holders, and old school niggas. Then I be dissing her, unofficials that mo' woolly tie. I dropped out of coolie high, gas the bar, cocaine, cutie pie, jungle survivor, fuck who's the lava. My man put the battery in my back, a difference from energizer. Sentence begins attempted with formality, moderation's infinite. Money wise, a physiology, poetry that's a part of me. Retardedly, Bob, I dropped the ancient manifest of hip hop. Straight off the block, I reminisce a park chance. My man was shot for a sheep coat. Chocolate blessing, make me see him dropping my weed smoke. It's real, grew up in tripe life. The times of white lines, the hype vibes, murderous night times, the night fights and bright crimes. Chill on the block with Carniac, cold strap. With my peeps that's in the drug money market, interact. No sign of the beast and a blue Chrysler. I guess that means peace for niggas, no shice device. Till just snipe ya. Start off the dice, roll the match for crap to CeeLo. With side bets, so roll the deuce, nothing below.
Peace God.
Peace God, now the shit is explained. I'm taking niggas on a trip straight through memory lane. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all.
It's like that.
Check that prognosis, is it real or showbiz? My window faces, shootouts, drug overdoses. Live amongst the roses, only the drama. For real, a nickel plate is my fate. My medicine is the ganja, here's my basis. My razor embraces many faces. Your telephone blown, black stitches of fat races. People's a petrol, dramatic, automatic, fofo. I let blow, and back down, popo, when I'm vexo. My pen taps the paper, then my brain's blank. I see dark streets, hustling brothers who keep the same rank. Pumping for something, some are prosperous or fail. Judges hanging niggas, uncorrect bells for direct sales, my intellect prevails. From my hanging cross with nails, I reinforce the frail with lyrics that's real. Word the price, a disciple of streets. Trifle on beats, I decipher prophecies. Through a mic to say peace, I hung around the older rules while they sling smack the ding backs. They spoke with fat cat, that nigga's name ain't bell rings. Blacks and face scream about Supreme Team of Jamaica Queens thing. Uptown was outpost, son, heard he was kingpin. Yo, fuck rappers real, watch the herbs stand still. Never talking to snakes, cause the words a man kill. True in the game, as long as blood is blue in my vein. I pull my Heineken brew to my deceased crew in memory lane.
Not a good, 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 not a
step into my zone, mad rhymes will stifle ya. Lines like rifles go blast when I kick some ass. A lot of rappers be like one-time wonders, couldn't say a fly rhyme if there was one right under their noses. I hate those motherfucking poses, but I'm so real to them it's scary. And with my unique skills, nah, you can't compare me. And no, we don't make whack tracks, and all the suckers get pushed back when I'm kicking real facts. I represent, set up shit like a tech boy. You're paranoid cause you're a son like Elroy, and you'd be happy as hell to get a record deal. Maybe your soul you'd sell to have mass appeal. I'm greater than all MCs. When I breeze, give me room, please. I be like fascinating when I be updating, cutting off white kids, pulling their trump cards. I thump hard and make them say that I'm God. Niggas be pretending they're hardcore, never know the meaning of. But I get props like a slogan, and no man could ever try to diss when I kicks my jam. Lyrically deaf and connecting, complete mic record. No double checking, vocals kill like weapons. But if I have to, I go all out with no mic. Yeah, that's right, cause I survive mad fights. And for my peeps, I truly care, cause without some of them, I wouldn't be here. And they all know how I feel. The suckers be like playing themselves to have mass appeal. I've suffered setbacks, but now I'm making greenbacks. Just like Baggy Slack, some crazy hip-hop. Check 1, 2, and you don't stop. Your head'll bop when I drop my crop of pure bomb. Just like the seashore, I'm calm and wild with my monotone style. Because I don't need gimmicks. Give me a fly beat, and I'm all in it. Word is born, I go on and on. For you it's tragic, I got magic like Ron's. So I'ma end this lecture, and I bet ya, those who kick dirt in due time, I'm gonna get ya. Cause I be kicking the rear, while they be losing the race, trying to chase mass appeal.
You wanna see me get cool, please, save living for the breeze, cause the lyrics and tracks make me funky like cottage cheese. Fuck the smooth shit, I get down with the boom bip like Q-tip. I kick more styles than Bruce Shoes kick. But tonight's tonight, what I write tonight is type of funk with the flavor like Mike and Ike's. Hanging out with my niggas, the Hackmans do posse, keep they fingers on the triggers. I keep the 40 between my lap cooling, rolling down the highway. Blunt system pumps cause it's Friday. Roll over to pick my boys up, we raise a lot of noise cause we can do that, Black. So get the Bozak, Jack, we never. I do the type of evil that men do, like cursing out my window at a bitch in the front too. So turn the volume up a notch and watch the boom. Make your speakers pop. That's the funk. When it pumps, it makes you rump. Jump, 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 jump. But if you wanna see a fly but frantic, cool romantic, more slicker than my man Rick, you better check the yellow pages under smooth shit. Cause Red ain't down for the bullshit. Niggas fucked up by letting me make an album.
How come
to get on the mic and let my fucking style run? Fuck. Popular demand, I expand my hand to the mic and let my mouth hit the flim flam. I get sex, I get wrecked, I puff mad blunts. I get vexed, I break necks, punch, I go front, chump. Yo, fuck it, yo, turn this shit off, man.
Alright, that was Redman, Tonight's Dunite.
Oh.
That was from the high school years for me. Actually, these past three were serious high school tunes for me. Before that, we heard Gangstar Mass Appeal from 94, and Nas Memory Lane, also from 94-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was...
three good choices.
Thank you. Some of your favorites, right?
Well, hey, I like this stuff, I just don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Right?
That's how I feel about some of your stuff, you know?
Motley Crue?
Yeah, I can't say I like it, but I can say I don't know much about it.
Yeah. No, I think everything you've played tonight has been good, in my opinion. But what do I know at the end of the day?
Hey.
But I like it all. You know, I think if we do another episode, you said you're not afraid of... What was the quote you said earlier? I'm not afraid of smooth shit.
I'm not against smooth shit.
So you might need to do a whole episode of, you know...
I think you would lose your fan base.
Well, I just probably wouldn't show up for it. You could do that on your own and then just email me the whole thing and I could edit it together.
Actually, I'm a fan of the smooth R&B. Like, I like some singing, some grooviness.
Like current and old?
Yeah.
Okay. But like, who are some old... You know, Sam Cooke is different?
I mean, that's like...
Poppy, kind of?
No, I think of that as just kind of classic. I don't know.
Hmm. So who are some of the, like, current smooth people?
Like, I don't mind John Legend, you know? Okay. I don't know. Well, we'll save that for another episode.
Maybe that episode is just not going to happen.
That could be. That's okay.
You never know.
Yeah, I don't want to push you too far out of your comfort zone.
No, this was perfect.
Okay.
I think. How do you think people are going to react? Riots in the street...
You know, it's, Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I was away from the mic. I think it'll go over well, you know?
This episode? I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be good.
I think it's going to be good for both of us. I think it's going
to,
like...
It was kind of therapeutic in some ways.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't even get to half of the stuff. I mean, there's a lot more to work through.
We will do a volume 2.
Yeah.
Don't you think we probably should?
Yeah.
Next time I show up here, I... Would appreciate if you wear the t-shirt.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
I'll have to find it, but yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, what do you feel like ending the show with?
All right. I'm going to send us out with a little MF Doom. This track is called Dead Bent.
All right. Any final thoughts?
Thank you for having me. Thank you for this opportunity, sir.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to the residuals and, you know, any fame that may come my way.
Get ready. It's going to be a roller coaster.
I'm ready.
All right. Goddammit.
Super motherfucking villain, goddammit. About to get this million stacked of shit. Yo, this dip try to tell us. Ooh, you like the sun. Chasing all of the money away. When you come around,
you bring brighter days. She told me you're the perfect one.
Might as well check the 2-1-2-1-2.
He told her I will rock this microphone always. I hold the mic like niggas hold their girls tight, but I ain't after her. Probably your actor or Pearl White, the hooker nah. And many times I done hit it, just be specific, more times than dimes in the prison. When you broke north, I crashed the barbecue like Riddick at the Garden Truth. That's the garden me, pardon you. Jeepers, I was told back, the whole gang access to my beeper. Call back my secretary gatekeeper, like I ain't peeper. I said, darling, you was stupid though, you know the super villain. Home. I had this style ever since I was a child. I got this upper style, I ain't flipping a while. It goes, your scientific intelligence with one point of relevance. MCs whose styles need elements, and once the smoke clears, elements. The super motherfucking villain, nigga can't do raw like the elements. On 99 plus one of them, and with a flow to pull a fraud nigga foul from out in front of him. When we were y'all, we had tons of fun. Me and my tons of them, actual true and living sons of them. Dead planets and guard jewels, throwing divine rules to come through, we will overcharge you. Ooh, I won't feel remorse for shit, except for one time, once I had took my fronts out and lost some shit. Damn. Scientific on berserk like Red Alert. I really want to pick up what's nerd for cheddar dirt. The funniest experiments is where I went, obviously dead bent, and spent every red cent to rule you, and still drop more jewels than schools do, or even TV news that's designed to fool you. Ooh. Yeah, you, who hear the most grimy suggestions from brothers with fly names and ID questions. That's a secret like Victoria Teddy says that's edible. Dunn's not ready yet for the incredible team of MCs who broke off fakes who thought they were slaughterproof. Stomping through like North Lake waterproof. Tat tat, at the end of that, after hit the bar where baby girl bartender at, I told her more wine mingling with no single mentions of. Stay tuned for more spine tingling adventures of.